is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So imagine you're at a rally, you're doing the right thing for society, and you see someone and you guys are kind of vibing. That's kind of cool, right? What a great story that would be, right?
Tension at the protest.
And you ask them for their Instagram. You don't ask for phone numbers anymore. You ask for Instagram. And they hook you up with it. And they are super famous. And I'm not talking about like local to Toronto famous. I'm talking about worldwide famous.
Legendary famous.
Like you could go to every continent and people would know exactly who this person is.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you do?
You get really excited that you just met Danny DeVito.
No. Well, you're not going to be able to hear it that well, but I want to play the audio for you anyway. This is what happened when a man attended a Stop Asian Hate rally in New York City and asked her, and her is Rihanna, for her Instagram. She had a mask on.
Yeah, and she had like a full hat on, so it was hard to tell that it was her, but okay.
You can do the thing at home.
Yeah. No, I have nails.
You can hear her voice.
Okay. That's you?
That's you? Wow. Yeah. Now, she basically, he gave her his phone.
Yeah.
And she typed in her bad gal Riri with her knuckle. So obviously she wouldn't get it on her hands or whatever. And then he followed her, but there's no follow-up on whether she followed him back.
She has 93 million followers. Could you imagine pulling that up and being like, oh, this is you?
I'd have time. I'd love it. Yeah. What else am I doing?
Now, but here's my question. Here's my question, right? Now, number one, she's not probably not going to follow him back.
No.
But would he have had a better shot if he was already following her?
Interesting.
Like, if she looks herself up and she's already following, is she like, okay, this guy's a fan, like, I'll follow him back and this is a fun story?
I feel like that level of fame, you're almost impressed that they don't know who you are.
Yeah?
I would think so.
Well, I mean, she was hidden, right? She got a mask on, a hat on, sunglasses. It's tough to tell.
I'm going to say turn on. I think she'd like that.
All right. Jax, what do you think?
I don't think she cares. I don't think she's going to follow him back either way. I think it's Rihanna and she does not care.
Doesn't care. Well... Just want the normal guy to have a shot. We don't, but it'd be nice.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How long does it take for you after a breakup to start feeling okay feelings about your ex? Like it's like, okay, I'm not mad about the things that I was mad about when we broke up. And it doesn't mean that you want to ever get back together. Mm-hmm. Maybe it does. But, you know, you just kind of you have that period where it's like, okay, I'm not mad anymore. I understand where we both went wrong, blah, 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 blah.
Take some time. I'd say probably a couple years.
Yeah. Jax, 3 minutes, 4 minutes? Yeah.
During the breakup?
Yeah. No, usually a couple months, the guys are asking me. Because, a lot of exes and I are still friends.
You're
a lot
friends with all of your exes?
But lesbians are usually friends with their exes. It's like this unspoken rule. But, I have good relationships with most of my exes. You break up for a reason, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Right. Well, Bennifer. The original.
No.
The original one-name couple, Bennifer.
No.
Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez. They've said some nice things about each other recently. And it's leading people to speculate, oh, maybe there's something going on. There's probably nothing going on. But let me read you some of the quotes that Ben Affleck said publicly about Jennifer Lopez. Very important note. Jennifer Lopez is on the cover of a magazine this month, and I forget which one. But no Alex Rodriguez quotes. He's not in any of the pictures.
Uh-oh.
They didn't talk to him.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Boy.
Yeah.
Now in style, by the way.
And there has been some rumors that they have broken up, but they just want to control the narrative and whatever. So here's what Ben Affleck had to say about Jennifer Lopez. You tell me. In Style magazine. He said, I was completely humbled and blown away by what she was committed to doing on a day-in and day-out basis, and the seriousness in which she took her work. In a quiet and dedicated way, she went about accomplishing her goals, and then how she would go outside and redouble her efforts when she saw some success. And then he said that he'd never seen anybody who worked harder in the business. Mm-hmm. And then he said, I'm happy that she's finally getting, at long last, the praise she deserves.
Okay, Ben.
That's so nice. What? That's just respectful.
Okay, is Ben going for it here?
No, he's respecting his ex. Like, that's really, really nice. She deserves those praised words.
She does. I'm not saying she doesn't.
He's not like, she's so hot, I miss her.
I'm not saying she does. But all he had to say was, I'm really happy for her success.
No, I think that's nice. I think we're all looking to, it's from InStyle.
It can be both, right? He could be happy for her and also find her insanely attractive.
I mean, she is. That's
she
just
is insanely
a fact.
Attractive. Yeah. Is he going for it, though?
No.
TJ?
He's definitely not going for it.
Are you saying he wouldn't say no?
He wouldn't say no.
Okay. Jax?
No, they're just friends.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Schools in Peel and Guelph are switching to remote-only learning this week. That's going to happen for at least 2 weeks. The order will remain in effect for the 2 weeks, meaning schools will not be able to reopen until after the delayed March break, which was now scheduled for next week. Children under the age of 6 years of age are not attending... Basically, the ones in daycare under six will continue to be able to attend licensed childcare programs in Peel Region during the closure. Childcare centers located in schools in Wellington, Dufferin, and Guelph are not impacted. Oof. Most people now believe you can fall in love before you actually meet. This is according to Bumble, a trusted dating app. According to the survey, 67% of people say that that's true. Nearly half believe that the connection they've had with people virtually will translate when they finally meet. Mm. And one in four now feel more confident about dating in the post-pandemic world.
You can't meet them, so you may as well fall in love with them before you do. Yeah. Why not?
I mean, I don't think it's the safest option.
No, neither do I.
But I'm sure it's possible.
I have a rule about not saying you love someone until you can smell them. And I,
yeah,
honestly,
that's fair.
I want to smell your morning breath first.
Yeah, exactly.
Just make sure it's not too horrible.
Unless you can get a jar of it and send it to me. In which case, we can move forward.
Come on.
Hey, remember that Markham mansion from like last year that had that secret massive casino and spa, and the police raided it? Well, it's now on the market for $10 million.
Oh my God.
It's a huge raid. They filmed with drones. It was a huge production. It's listed for $9,980,000, 30,000 square foot home, 16 bathrooms, 8 bedrooms. It was part of that Project Endgame police raid that ended up with 29 people arrested and $10 million in seized assets. The house is notably missing photos of the inside. There's just pictures of the exterior and landscape, which personally, I always find a bit of a red flag on Realtor.
I'm sure that they had to tear it apart.
Yeah. I remember, like, this happened in July, and we were so starved for any sort of entertainment
that
everybody was just watching the Twitter videos of, like, the raid, and everyone was like, whoa, it's like an action
They had
film.
A giraffe, didn't they, or something like that?
There were some animals down there, yeah.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
And that was just what we saw.
Yeah.
It was a huge production. It was like a movie trailer. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
All right, TJ. Thank you for training.
You're welcome, Adam.
I would like to suggest that maybe you want to hang around till 8 o'clock so we can give you another keyword and play for you a brand new Ghosted. Because it's Tuesday, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So, how far are you willing to go on a first date if the weather kind of turns on you? Because there aren't a lot of like indoor dates happening right now. So let's say it's pouring rain.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you reschedule?
No. Yeah, I reschedule. My hair does not excel in the wet.
And he doesn't wear hats. No, I think you can go for it. It's kind of cute. As long as it's not like torrential.
Now, Caleb, that brings us to you and Tyler, who matched on Bumble a couple of weeks ago. Tell us your story.
Well, we set up, you know, for a date. And like you said, a couple days out, the weather report was saying that it was going to pour all day long. So I called Tyler and said, you know, should we just reschedule, cancel, and, you know, try to do it some other time? And he texted me back, no, even if it's pouring in a thunderstorm, I want to see you and we're going on a walk. That's why they make umbrellas.
No.
Oh.
That stole my heart from the get-go. So the day comes and everything's great. It doesn't rain. We go on our walk. We had so much fun. You know, I live out in Milton, and we did like 4 laps around my neighborhood and just talked, and it was great, but I haven't heard from him since, and I just kind of wanted to know why he ghosted me and if there's any chance for a second shot.
Do you think maybe he's disappointed because he spent a lot of money on an umbrella and didn't get to use it?
Okay, TJ. Yeah. Cool.
Well, I'm saying, if you buy new pants and you can't wear those pants, you're going to be upset.
Okay, Caleb, so what we're going to do next is we're going to call Tyler and we're going to find out what happened here, okay?
That would be great.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So if you missed Caleb's story, it's pretty cool. He and a guy named Tyler meet on Bumble a couple weeks ago. It was looking like when they went out for their social distance first date slash walk or whatever you want to call it. Because, listen, I don't want to put a label on anything too quickly here.
Of course not.
But, Caleb, you thought it was going to rain. You offered to reschedule. And what did Tyler say to you?
He said he doesn't care about the rain. He'll use an umbrella, but he wants to get together and meet and get to know each other. And, I mean, I was swept off my feet.
This is pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
wants to see it.
That's really nice.
I think the thing is here, afterwards, you didn't hear anything from him.
No.
Like, the date goes really well, and the rain didn't even happen. So, here's the question. He ghosted you. Do you really want to find out the answer as to why? Because sometimes the answers can be a little harsh.
Well, sometimes I know the reason why. Sometimes I can look back and go, oh, that makes sense, but I don't know what happened.
You're
I thought
stumped.
We had a wonderful date.
All right, fair enough. Well, let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hi there, we're looking for Tyler.
This is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. It's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Well, what's up? I'm either won money or I'm on ghosted.
Oh, man, he knows. Okay, so you are number two. You are on ghosted, sir. Welcome.
Do you have any money?
He's like, can I have the other one?
Maybe. No money. Potentially a second date in
it
for
you. Oh, you're
fun. Let me guess. Okay, so I must be Mary is on the other line.
No. Okay, so it's Caleb, do you want to take it from there?
Yeah, it's Caleb. Who's Mary?
Caleb, well, that's good news, too. How's it going?
Good, good. So is there a Mary in here, too?
All right. So, Caleb, I hope you don't think that I was only talking to you. I thought I was very upfront about the fact that I've been going out on a few dates every week.
Yeah, I'm just a little caught off guard. That's all. I didn't know how many people you had ghosted, and one of them's name was Mary. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess I'm a little. I'm sorry. I just thought I was very clear that I.
All right, all right.
You know.
Yeah, okay.
It's fine. I don't mind competition. I don't mind a little competition.
Okay. I like this. Okay. I like the confidence.
It sounds like there wasn't enough clarity, so let's actually get to the
bottom of
this.
Basically, Caleb and Tyler, we just want to ask if you want to go on a second date, because Tyler, obviously, you know, he wanted to find out why he was ghosted, but you know from listening to Ghosted that we always try to reconnect people if they're comfortable, and I'm just wondering if you guys both feel comfortable.
Well, all right. Caleb. I had a great time on our date. I thought it was a lot of fun. But you blew up my phone so much after our date that I kind of, like, red flagged you. And that's why I kind of put you on ghost. Because, when you text someone 7 times in a row with no response and expect that person to think you're not, like, clingy or... You know, I don't want to, like, put you down or anything. But that being said, if you're still if you want to, like, go out with me, I will take a free second date. But you know, we can just text time and place. You don't have to machine gun me with a bunch of text every 10 minutes.
Okay. Now,
sound like a corporate
statement. However, I can see both sides here because Caleb, if you told us that beforehand, we probably would have been able to point out the reason you got ghosted. Yeah. But
I didn't, you know, he was so persistent about, you know, who cares about the weather. I thought I was trying to be persistent too. I was just trying to match his persistent, you know, attitude with one of my own.
All right, now, fair enough, man. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a pretty good answer.
So, what do you guys want to do, Caleb? Because
I'm in. I would love to go on another date. Absolutely.
All right. And you know what? Chalk it up to that. Miscommunication.
Yeah, there you go.
The thing is, everything before you're, like, official is fragile.
Yeah,
right? You
gotta
be very careful. So listen.
It's a weird space.
So both of you, congratulations. We'll pick up the second date. We wish you guys the best going forward, together or apart, however it ends up.
Yeah, I'm in. That would be great. Okay. But I do want to
know who Mary is, so how does that work?
She's coming on the date, too.
Yeah.
All
right.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Police found someone who they thought, and I guess claim is, a mafioso.
Oh.
On YouTube.
Oh, on YouTube.
On YouTube. He was posting videos. Now, it was interesting because... I mean, listen, I know so much about being in the mafia.
Yeah.
But one of the main things I know about being in the
too
mafia...
Too much. I'll say you know too much.
Too much. Is that you want to keep a low profile. The whole point is to just stay in the shadows and you're
be
not...
Be sneaky.
Be sneaky.
Yeah.
100%. Make your money.
Yeah.
You don't want to draw any attention to yourself. And so this guy is part of the Italian... I guess an Italian mafia. Was hanging out in the Dominican Republic and he was arrested... Because he was showing off his cooking skills in instructional videos he was posting on YouTube. Now, it's kind of interesting that he did this, but basically, he would hide his face, and he's been on the run since 2014. So he's been doing this for a long time.
He's doing well, yeah.
So he knows how to stay out of sight.
Yeah, and you know, he did the right thing. He left southern Italy and went to the Dominican, like both beautiful places. Yeah. So he's like, you know, I want something similar to home. So he went there, but he loves to cook, so he couldn't stay off YouTube. And
he was itching to make content.
They discovered him because he didn't cover his tattoos.
Oh.
No way.
They matched his tattoos. And they were able to find him. And he said he didn't keep his recipe secret. Always careful to hide his face in his cooking tutorials. But it was basically the tattoos that were visible, the only things that were visible. And these were Italian recipes that he was doing on YouTube, I guess to kind of pass the time, right? If you're not in the game anymore, what else do you do?
Everybody's trying to keep busy.
Can I tell you something I find fascinating? At some point, and in the FBI offices or whatever organization picked this guy up, somebody had to walk into a meeting and say, I have been watching this guy on YouTube. Show me how to cook risotto.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, his tattoos look just like this mafia guy that's been on the run for 7 years.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Call me crazy, but I think we should look into this.
I think it was a tip, probably, that led them to
you
that.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it must have been a tip. I like your theory better.
I really like my theory. That's always
it's more entertaining, but I think it was a tip.
Food YouTube.
Pretty amazing stuff. So he is apparently back in Italy. They picked him up in the Dominican back in Italy just based on his tattoos from his YouTube. Now, I am curious about whether or not he got to leave the YouTube videos up and if we can get a link.
He's probably like, my subscribers.
Well, I mean, he's got a lot of time to cook, right? Or he had a lot of time to cook. I bet he was pretty good at it.
Is he going to do one of those YouTube influencer apology videos?
Oh, we're sitting on the floor?
Sitting on the floor. Hey, guys, I just wanted to come on here really quick and address some of the rumors.
They're real.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Pretty great news. Lil Nas X's Montero Call Me By Your Name debuts at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Came out last week. It's his second number one single after he rocketed to fame with Old Town Road, which, by the way, led the chart for 19 weeks in 2019. Reacted on Twitter by saying, y'all told a 19-year-old who had just escaped the lowest point of his life that he would never have a hit again. You told him to stop while he's ahead. He could have gave up, but four multi-platinum songs and two number ones later, he's still here. He added, let's go gay agenda.
Yeah. He actually shared a video yesterday of back in June 2020 and like a message to himself being like, you can do this. And he shared it yesterday. And it's just so hopeful. Like he's so lovely.
Hey, remember this? The Friends reunion that everyone was really stoked about since, what, summer of 2020? 2019, maybe?
But it wasn't going to be them like...
It wasn't going to be another episode of the show. It was just going to be them kind of sitting around talking about the show, which I always say is the next best thing. It was supposed to film, and then, of course, COVID hit, so it got delayed, and it got delayed again, then it delayed the third time. Well, sounds like they're finally shooting this week. At least that's what sources are saying to The Hollywood Reporter. Hmm. How they couldn't get these people on a Zoom call earlier, I will never know. But the show was originally supposed to debut on May 27th of 2020, but no word yet on
it. Just on the edge of my seat. Can't wait for this special. I'm just saying, they've been promising this for years and years, and it's just like, is it going to happen?
I hope so.
Come on, friends.
You're such a Phoebe. Schools in Peel and Guelph are switching to remote-only learning this week. That order is going to remain in effect for at least 2 weeks. But children under the age of 6 years of age who are not attending school will be able to continue to attend licensed childcare programs in Peel Region during the closure. and child care centers located in schools in Wellington, Dufferin, Guelph are not impacted also. So, you know, we kind of thought that was going to happen. It sounds like it's happening to certain schools in Toronto as well.
Yeah, 17 schools are closed right now.
Yeah, so we'll keep an eye on that. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. So listen, another key word. $100,000 with Destroy Your Debt in 99.9 Virgin Radio. We got that keyword for you in a couple of songs at 9 o'clock. Right now, it's Without You, Virgin Mornings.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever posted something online that got you in trouble at work? And I'm talking about pictures, videos, that sort of thing. And it's, you know, it was something that like our parents used to tell us with Facebook. It's like, oh, watch what you post, it'll be there forever. Some people don't care, and it brings me to Paul Pierce. And if you don't know that name, Paul Pierce was a Raptors killer, like unbelievable basketball player.
Hooper.
And is a legend, is one of the best players that ever played. And he's also a guy that did work for ESPN, which is the world's biggest sports network.
Yeah.
And I say did because Paul Pierce decided that over the weekend, he was going to hang out with his buddies and some strippers.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, like most people be like, okay, that sounds fun, depending on your version of fun.
He went wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, whatever, go wild. That's crazy. Good. Do whatever you want to do. But then he had to live stream it.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if you know this about ESPN, but they're kind of a conservative company.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, hey, that doesn't really reflect our values, you hanging with strippers. Although I don't really see a big problem with it.
It's his off time, and he's also supporting adult entertainment. Like, he's supporting dancing, absolutely.
Nothing wrong with it. Except for the fact that a lot of people said, like, hey, man, you should have just kept that on your Insta stories with your close friends. And then, anyway, so he's been, they've quote unquote parted ways. So he was fired. But he posted a video today saying, or yesterday saying, smile, big things are happening. And it's like, well, you know, when you're a millionaire, who cares?
Yeah,
right? Like,
he's going to be just fine.
You're laughing about it, right?
I could go to the other network and make $1 million there because I'm still Paul Pierce, right? But I did want to know, because the rest of us actually have something on the line. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't have millions of dollars in the bank.
No.
Most of us. So, what have you posted online that got you into trouble that made you go, oh, God. Oh, God.
I thankfully had a teacher in college who really warned us and said,
really?
Oh, yeah. Yvonne Colbert, she was our journalism teacher. And it was like when Twitter was just starting out, she was like, anything that you put on the internet will stay and it will hurt you and it will haunt you. And we're all like, no.
You don't know.
Yeah, so I've been always like really careful about what I post. I post some weird stuff sometimes, but nothing ever like bad or fireable, hopefully.
Don't those teachers always, because that was back before we really had a grasp that that was true. We thought that it could all go away. And I remember,
I was like, you're old. You don't know.
I'm like, what are you, some future seeing wizard? Get out of here with your facts.
I got in trouble for, I was at a different radio station and a different television station. And I was doing breakfast television. And I remember somebody approached me in the hallways there, one of the top execs at the channel. And they said, yo, I need to see you. I'm like,
no.
Oh God. So I had an afternoon show at the time. Mm-hmm. Producer Jesse was on it as well.
Yeah.
And there was another person on it. And we had done some sort of stunt. And I think it had something to do with St. Patrick's Day or something like that. Mm-hmm. We had TVs in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you have TVs in the studio, you want to have the news on. So we had CP24 on, which is not of that company. It's of the company that we currently work for.
Wire,
that's one of our sister stations here. And so this guy took me aside and he said, I just want you to know that the head of CP24 is a friend of mine. And he sent this video along to all of his staff saying, even the people over at Rogers are watching. Watching CP24, and he's like, it's not a good look for you. So in the future, turn the televisions off.
It's not your fault. They cover the news well. They cover the news well.
Oh, no.
Okay, man.
Yeah. He got you, eh?
26. I'm like, I don't know. Like, we were just doing a thing, right?
It was just on.
Anyway, yeah. So that was,
damn.
I posted that small little thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huge problem.
Yeah.
Huge problem.
That's why you work here now.
Well, yeah, that's not why I work here now, no. But it is sort of funny to think about, like, how serious they take that stuff. Yeah. And it's not, you're probably expecting, like, oh, I was drinking, I was smoking, I was doing that. No, it could be that little thing that can get you into major hot water.
Yeah.
So 416-872-9999, 999-999 attacks. Want to know what you posted that maybe surprised you, that it got you in trouble. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So the question is, you got in a little bit of hot water for something you posted online. And it could be little minuscule things. It doesn't have to be something like outrageous. But you'd be surprised at what you can get in trouble for. Now, TJ, what are the texts saying? Because TJ has a story
so good.
From his time at Virgin Radio in Calgary that he's going to tell. But we're not going to get to that yet because it's an oof story.
It certainly is. But first, from the 705, I posted a controversial-ish video on TikTok in my uniform. And people from TikTok sent it to the company complaining, and I was asked to take it down. I still work here, though.
I wonder what company it is.
I wonder what they posted.
Yeah.
What's controversial on TikTok?
And what is TikTok going to get mad at you for? You know what I mean? So, yeah.
That is odd. So somebody from the company TikTok sent the video?
They have so many workers. Like, they have so many people moderating that stuff. It's actually a pretty moderated place. Maybe. Yeah, apparently.
Man, see, there's not enough about that story that, like, I posted something controversial-ish.
Yeah. Maybe they just went on and said, I like Reels better.
Yeah.
And TikTok was like, no!
Instagram's better.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
From the 416, this is from Lara. I made a big mistake once. I called in sick to go on a day hike with my boyfriend. He ended up proposing.
Oh.
I posted the photos.
Yeah.
And my boss called me in for a meeting on Monday. Oh. It was not a fun meeting.
Oh, damn.
And moral of the story, no bosses on social media. Yeah, that's the moral for
sure. Never accept the request.
Another one from the 647. I posted the photo on IG at a bar for lunch with a friend. Very innocent. But you could see my work lanyard on the table. By the time I got back to the office, my boss was telling me that I should definitely take the photo down. Oh, LOL. Like, man. What?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, TJ, you want to tell yours?
Oh, this is
bad.
Okay.
It's quite bad.
Beforehand, that TJ fancied himself a bit of an edgelord.
Yeah, still do. Try and stop the edge train.
He's just a dangerous radio guy.
It pairs so well with his crippling anxiety. It really does, yeah.
I think about this every night before I go to bed.
All right, all right.
It was during the Ice Bucket Challenge. This is 2014. I'm a lot younger than I am right now. And I posted what I thought was a funny meme of the Titanic hitting an iceberg. And it said, the Titanic be like, I nominate all of you for the Ice Bucket Challenge. And I posted that on the radio station's Facebook page, thinking, ha, this is hilarious. My boss called me into his office.
TJ.
And was like, that is not an appropriate thing to post and associate with our brand. And I thought he was kidding. So I said, why, too soon? And then,
stop, TJ.
Which again, I thought was pretty funny. And then I found out very quickly it wasn't. And now I've learned from my mistakes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there it is.
Did it get a lot of likes, though?
Yeah, it did pretty well.
Yeah.
A lot of comments.
Hey, man, at least you got
I
results.
Bet there was a lot of comments.
None of them nice.
No.
Yeah. I'm the victim.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Lil Nas X's Montero, Call Me By Your Name debuts at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Just over a week after he released it, it's his second number one single after Old Town Road spent 19 weeks at number one in 2019. Lil Nas X reacted to the news on Twitter saying, y'all told a 19-year-old who had just escaped the lowest point of his life that he would never have a hit again. You told him to stop while he's ahead. He could have gave up, but four multi-platinum songs and two number ones later, he's still here. And then he added, let's go gay agenda.
Yeah, gay agenda. Love it.
Hey, remember that Markham Mansion that had a massive secret casino and spa, and it was part of that gigantic Project Endgame police raid from last year that they released drone footage of? Well, now it's on the market for just under $10 million. The 30,000 square foot home could be yours. It's got 16 bathrooms, 8 bedrooms. That project, by the way, ended up with 29 people arrested and $10 million in seized assets. The listing of the house is notably missing photos of, you know, the inside of it. It only shows the outside and the landscape, which personally I always felt was a bit of a red flag when you're on Realtor.ca. But hey, that's just me.
I bet they tore it up. Like, just they had to pull probably all the drywall off the walls and figure everything out, right? So
I know it was bad, and I know that they were, you know, running illegal things down there, but that was one of the most entertaining things I've ever seen.
It was
that
crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And imagine owning that house now. Like, I know, like, there's a ton of McMansions everywhere, and this place is a McMansion for sure.
Yeah.
But imagine saying, what happened here? Now that house has a story, and now there's real value in it.
There was a raid here.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the drone footage if you don't believe me. Schools in Peel and Guelph are switching to remote-only learning as of today. This is going to happen for at least 2 weeks, meaning the schools won't reopen until after the already delayed March break. Children under the age of 6 who are attending daycare not attending school will still be able to continue to attend licensed childcare programs in Peel region during the closure. where childcare centers in schools in Wellington, Dufferin, and Guelph are not impacted. It also sounds like at least 17 Toronto schools.
Catholic school board.
Yeah. So
shut down for the next 2 weeks.
I'm sure this might just be the beginning of this, but we'll just wait and see. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
It's a confusing time.
Sure
so
is.
Let's ignore it.
Even better.
Let's pretend like it's not happening.
Love it.
Impossible to do. If you have a child that's going through online learning, our hearts go out to you. Yeah, we understand it's extremely difficult. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio, and you can win yourself a Google Smart Home Mini, 10 a.m. It's 99.9 Virgin.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So how about this? A Google Smart Home Mini, and you don't even have to win the game. You just have to pick the person that will. Is it myself, Adam Wilde? Is it TJ, or is it Jax? And it is 2 Second Tuesday, which works like how, Jesse?
I'm going to play a song, and you're going to have 2 seconds to tell me what that song is. So
okay, this 2 seconds of the tone. Stresses me out.
Yeah. And today we have a theme.
Oh, God.
We're going with pop groups. Over the years, so from the 90s and the 2000s.
Oh, okay. No.
I'm going to give you 2 options. You get to pick one of the artists, and then you just got to tell me what song it is.
I need to be honest. I didn't start listening to music to 2009.
Okay.
Lady Gaga awoken me.
Well, TJ, you're up first.
Okay, good.
And you're going to have the choice. Do you want a Destiny's Child song or a Jonas Brothers song?
Jonas Brothers, please.
Okay, there we go. You ready?
Yep. We go together. Oh, God. I know this. No, I don't. Better than birds of a feather, you and me. It's 2 Second Tuesday. It sucks.
What can I say? I hate it.
All right, no points.
That's a recent song.
I know,
too.
But it's hard.
It sucks.
Are you forgetting how this game works?
It's so hard. It's
all
so
right,
hard.
Adam, you're up next. Okay, okay. Left on the board, Jonas Brothers or, Destiny's Child or Black Eyed Peas.
I'm going to go Destiny's Child. Because I don't want Jax to get it, because I know she will. Okay, are we ready?
Go ahead.
Survivor?
Yeah.
Well done.
Yo, this one, I think this is the best Destiny's Child song there was.
The video for this was badass, too.
Yeah, it was so good. They were on the beach.
Yep.
I think I was in grade school when this came out.
Oh, stop it.
Shut up.
All right, Jax.
Are you guys
in
bars or what?
Jax, on the board we have the Black Eyed Peas or One Direction.
Black Eyed Peas.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Pump it.
Pump it.
Louder.
Pump it.
Louder.
Pump it.
We used to play that. We used to use that as the intro for Pump It or Dump It on Virgin Radio here.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This song was actually, 2005, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I was in high school.
So after round one, TJ has 1 point.
Okay.
No, TJ does not have a point. Adam has 1 point. Everybody else has zero.
Okay.
Suckers. All right.
TJ, you're back up. You have the choice of One Direction or NSYNC.
Give me One Direction, please.
Okay.
You're in.
Oh!
Don't know what for.
What makes you beautiful?
Man, the person that texted, I'm picking TJ today because he's the most handsome on 99.9 Virgin Radio, is not going to be happy with their choice. That's an actual text we got, by
also,
the way.
You got to raise your bar.
All right. Jax, you're going to be up next.
Okay.
Because if Adam went, he could clinch it with a victory. Mm-hmm. So, Jax, do you want NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet Boys.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Larger Than Life.
Well done. Let me run and
hide when you're screaming my name. Did you even need 2 seconds?
All right. No. I love the Backstreet Boys.
They're incredible, man.
Oh,
they're
so good.
So good. All right.
All right, Adam, if you get this, you win.
What am I going with?
You're going to have NSYNC or Spice Girls.
Oh!
Spice Girls would be good.
Spice Girls would be fun.
All right, I'm going to do Spice Girls.
All right. Here we go.
Wannabe.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Not even a.
That was so much fun.
I think that was the first album I ever bought, was that first Spice Girls album.
In 95?
Yeah. To Become One was on that.
That used to make me feel things.
Jesse, what's the last group?
That was it.
Oh, was that the last one?
I'm trying to get some points?
If you pick, no, I was trying to see if I could get the last one.
Oh no.
I didn't win either.
So I'm going to pick a winner here because if you picked me, you're in the winner circle. Congratulations. TJ picks. How are you feeling, buddy? How are you feeling?
Everybody voted for TJ.
Everybody voted for you today because you've been on such a streak. Yeah.
I don't do well when everyone cheers for me. I'm way better as an underdog.
All right, we'll call you back if you want. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There are two types of people in the world, and you can tell them apart from how they stand on an escalator. Mm-hmm. Remember those? When you go to malls, which you can, by the way. You can still go to malls.
Yeah.
25% capacity.
Just be safe.
Please be safe. For goodness sakes, be safe. Okay, so think about this for a second. When you get on an escalator, mm-hmm. are you the person that's annoyed that everybody's trying to sneak past you as you're standing there? Or are you the person that's annoyed at the people that are standing there that you're trying to sneak past?
People that are standing there, not moving, annoy me. Now, I understand if there's a traffic jam, if there's congestion, sometimes that's life. But if you are standing on an escalator and there's no one in front of you, at the very, very least, move to the right. If you're in the middle, right to jail. I mean it.
Now, Jax, what do you think?
I completely understand with the lanes. You have to go to the right if you're chilling. But if you want to stand on an escalator, TJ, that's not anybody's business. I like to stand sometimes. I like to rest.
We got a tweet about this because we threw it out on Twitter earlier this morning. And somebody was like, you know, it's a city thing or it's a Toronto thing.
Yeah.
Because I guess this person had moved in from somewhere else. And I guess where they came from, that's what everybody does.
Yeah.
They just stand on it.
You're right, though, TJ. You have to move to the right if you're chilling.
Okay. Yeah. But. Let's make it as cut and dry as we possibly can. Are you stand or are you move?
I stand.
I'm a move.
You're a move.
And if you're not moving, you're wrong. There. Flag in the ground.
I'm like, where are you going quickly?
I'm a stand because I use the stairs to readjust whatever I'm carrying.
Yeah.
So if I need to, like if I got multiple bags or something like that, because you know me, just roll it in cash.
Yep.
But I would have my bags there and I would kind of use it to readjust the handles so I can make sure I can carry it all in one hand.
Sounds like weatherbathism to me.
What?
Yeah, just start walking.
So we wanted to conduct an official poll right now.
Okay.
Which means we have to do this.
Virgin Mornings.
Here's another scientific survey.
Scientific survey.
We're going to take the first five calls and texts.
Yes.
In whatever order. And we are going to decide right now what Toronto prefers. Is it mandatory walking or is it mandatory standing? There can be no in between. Mm-hmm. If you give us in between, I'm hanging up on you.
Oh, wow.
Because Canadians were always like, well, I want to be nice to the other side.
Nope.
Not here.
Straight to the point.
No.
Cut and dry. Like you
bully
said.
The other side.
Yeah, that's right.
You make them feel bad for existing. Maybe not that either. Just pick one side. Are you going to stand or are you going to walk the escalator? Let us know at 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text. I have a feeling TJ's army is going to come out big for TJ on this one.
It's just the people that want to get out of a social situation as fast as possible. That's why we sprint up the escalator.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Please don't talk to me.
Virgin Mornings.
Here's another scientific survey.
Scientific survey.
The question, are you a standing escalator person or a walking up the escalator person? Both sides annoy each other. And you always fall on one side or the other. Mm-hmm. But most people are like, oh, I'm standing here. Do you have to walk right by me right now? Can't you wait 3 seconds? Whereas the people who are walking up the escalator are like, do you have to stand? It's like 10 steps.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I got stuff I gotta do. Like, get home.
So, the question is, and we will get a definitive answer because that's how scientific survey works.
That's right.
We're taking the next five text messages at 999-999. And we will get a definitive answer on whether you are on the right or wrong side of history here. TJ, kick us off.
It's getting heated on the text line, gang. From the 416, mandatory standing. If you want to walk, use the stairs.
I mean, true.
But the thing that people are forgetting is escalators are not for you to stand on and go up. They are for you to walk faster.
That's not true.
They get you up faster.
No, that is not what escalators are for.
That's exactly what they're for. My dad invented the escalator. It does not get enough thanks. Another one from the 613. Walking. Get the job done.
So we're
I like that one a lot.
Okay. Another, so we're tied 1-1, I think.
We're tied 1-1 from the 416. As the prophet Ludacris once said, move. Get out the way. Walk only on escalators.
Hmm. That's a little aggressive. I don't think he was talking about escalators.
He might have been. Another one from the 416. Stand. People who walk terrify me.
Yeah.
TJ, how do you get looks when you brush past people on an escalator?
Don't even give it any bother, man.
No. Just leave me my dust.
You know me. I don't worry about the opinions of others.
Yeah.
And, okay, the very last text here. And keep in mind, this is written in all caps from the 647. Stand on the escalator.
Yeah.
Take a break, please. The day is already hard enough.
Yes. 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 I agree.
The stand side officially wins by a vote of 3-2. Also, I do want to throw this out there from North Bay. Hey, I'm a walker, but my wife is a stander.
Oh, boy.
It can cause some serious problems.
Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, sorry for your marital problems.
Yes, literally. I don't know how you guys are going to make it, but good luck.
Godspeed.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Harry Styles.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.